Monday before Christmas, WGN presents Peter Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite in a special choral and dramatic setting designed to recreate the charm and the color of the children's story from which the composer took his inspiration. The WGN Octet and the orchestra are directed by Henry Weber. The players are directed by Lou Jacobson. With a little girl, Marie, in medieval Nuremberg, we take our places for the telling of a fairy story, which begins...
Well, once upon a time, far away and long ago, a great king summoned his royal astrologer to the throne room, saying, "Bring him here!
Bring him before me! In this calamity, I'll have the very stars consulted. Make way for the royal astrologer."
"Your Majesty!"
"Ah, seer of me stargazers, grandmaster of me astrologers. Me royal philosopher."
"Here, most potent of monarchs."
"Attend me now. Stand close beside me and listen to me, the pair of you.
What?
Hear me tale and have out with your wisdom, or I'll have off with your head." "The princess, alas, she's changed."
"Changed? But how?"
Tell him, me royal philosopher."
"The princess has been transformed. In short, the princess has become a nutcracker."
"A nutcracker?"
"A nutcracker! Oh, royal astrologer."
"Ah, it is a feud with the Mouse King has worked this change upon her."
"With the Mouse Queen, Scarlet?"
"Nay, with the Mouse King, sire. The Mouse Queen is subject to her husband, the Mouse King. Even as Her Majesty, our Queen, is subject to your royal will."
"Oh, yes, of course. Are we mice, I mean?" "The King, I meant. Some time past, I give orders to me ingenious philosopher here to entrap and destroy all the mice in the kingdom. And Marco, he did it. He destroyed most of them anyway. Save that certain mice escaped me royal wrath. And the mice queen, evil, treacherous, learned in the arts of magic, bewitched the princess, changing her into the likeness of a nutcracker."
"Aye, a nutcracker with great gaping jaws, a wooden face, a ridiculous figure, and a little cotton chin whisker like a child's toy for Christmas. Exactly 6 inches tall, weight 4 1/4 ounces, very old, very weazened, very wooden-headed, although quite royal, and very fond of hazelnuts, I particularly noticed."
"You philosophers notice everything." "Notice me headman and his act, unless you dispel this charm. You'll have no nubbins to know it come Christmas time."
"The peddling of truth is a dangerous calling, sire. We philosophers leave action to rulers and astrologers."
"Action is good. Truth, true beauty, beautiful. Royalty is never wrong. It's only our advisers who are mistaken."
"That's why kings have headsmen.
'Tis a brief argument a headsman makes, but it saves a toilsome deal of logic. Oh, but now, me royal astrologer, what say the stars?
Ah, I see it."
"What does it mean?
What does it do?"
"Written in the stars is the mystic word."
"Mystic word? Out with it. What is it?"
"'Tis the mystic word, Krakatuk.
Krakatuk.
"What is it?"
"I do not know, your majesty. Perhaps the court philosopher."
"The Krakatuk, sire, is the very hardest nut in all the world.
So?
It is written in the books of the ancients that whomsoever shall crack this nut with his teeth is to have his heart's desire."
"But mind you,
it must be a youth, clean of heart, brave of soul, and noble of disposition."
"And then?"
"Then such a youth will wish to have the princess restored to her own true form, and so they will be married.
And live happily ever after.
Is this also written in the stars?
Nay, sire. It was in a book I read somewhere.
There is a great deal of foolishness written in books.
Find me the shoe. Find me the click I took. Find me the remedy for me, Doctor, the princess.
And did they find all these things?
The astrologer found the word Krakatuk, as you have heard. And the philosopher found the nut Krakatuk. The king's courtiers found the youth, although a young lad not of the royal circle. And sure enough, they all convened before the princess. Nathaniel was the lad's name.
Mark well now, Nathaniel. You must crack the nut Krakatuk.
Crack the nut.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
And the princess?
Royalty is always ready.
And the nut Krakatuk. Krakatuk, are you ready?
Krakatuk, it's at every man to do his duty.
Then steady, Nathaniel.
But as Nathaniel cracked the nut, what do you suppose happened?
What happened?
The princess grew wonderfully beautiful, radiant, charming. But as Nathaniel stepped backward...
Look out! Look out! Save yourself!
Oh, what is it? Oh, the Mouse King. I see you.
I, the Mouse King. And now the spell is upon you, Nathaniel. The princess will be beautiful indeed. But you are shrinking. You are becoming the very image and likeness of a nutcracker. And you stay the image of a nutcracker until a beautiful maiden loves you just as you are. Loves you for yourself alone. Now my spell is worked, and now the story ends.
Now I am a nutcracker. Poor, forlorn, wooden nutcracker with great gaping jaws and a wooden head and a little white chin whisker. But I warn you, I'll be revenged upon you.
Not at all, Louise.
Because that night, the most marvelous music awakened the little girl whose Christmas gift was that poor, forlorn, noble little nutcracker. The little girl heard music in the night. Then suddenly, the nutcracker, grown bold and brave, called to all the toys under the Christmas tree.
Swarm! Swarm! I'll lead you against the Mouse King!
Thank you.
was long and furious, and in the end, Nathaniel took the Mouse King's crown for his lovely princess. Then for the brave little Nutcracker and the little girl who admired him so much for his courage, the toys held a great celebration immediately after the victory. Can't you see them under the jeweled branches of the Christmas tree and hear the song of the Sugar Plum Fairy? Russian dancers spun into the circle of light beneath the Christmas tree. Desert girls, veiled and beautiful, graceful as the palm tree, free as the wind, sparkling as a spring of cool, clear water in the shining sun.
Thank you.
Chinese mandarin with his own musicians and the big gong the Chinese call a tam-tam. Dancing chorus of funny fellows playing reed flutes. See them prance and caper. Hear them tweet and skirl. Oh, what a merry Christmas is under the Christmas tree. These dancers call their capers the dance of the reed flutes. Girl and her nutcracker escort. Two by two, every flower of a springtime garden enters. They take their places. They bow and curtsy to the fairy queen of spring. The orchestra begins the dance, and in fancy we join them for the waltz of the flowers. Thank you. The king and his advisors. For you, Mr. Astrologer, how did the story end?
Why, the story ended in conformity with the decrees of the stars. The princess loved the noble little nutcracker for himself alone. He became a very handsome prince, and they lived happily ever after.
Mr. Philosopher?
I must point out that the royal astrologer's narrative embodies certain mythological elements. The happy ending, if I remember, was not discovered from the stars. He read it in a book. However, I think we may say the young persons found themselves happy. Happiness is a pragmatic illusion.
You, Majesty.
Confound these fellows. From their prattle, you'd think I'd no son-in-law, the husband of me daughter, the prince consort of me kingdom.
This story is as true as they stand here. And if it isn't, well, it ought to be.
And I'm making it true by royal warrant this very Christmas.
Special radio version of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite was directed by Henry Weber and the choral version by Franz Bornstein. The dramatic cast this evening included Olin Soule, Ken Christie, Anne Russell, Lois Wright, Don Cordone, and Wally Seitz. Your announcer is Phil Cameron. ¶¶ This is WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago.